I'll declare the meeting open at 4:03. Record attendance, where everyone's present. Declarations of interest by members. Does anyone have any financial proximity, impartiality or indirect? Question time, we have no public. Applications of leave for absence for the next meeting in July. Gets a little cozy. Any further?
That is on the 16th, isn't it? Next meeting?
No.
24th, isn't it? 23rd. 23rd. I'll be back. I think. I had it. 16. Yep,
not tripping back. Withdraw that.
Yes, I do.
Come to the training session too, then, Michael. There's no one else. Confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. Mover and seconder. Cancel the gangel. Cancel the smoker. Are there any questions or comments out of those minutes? Anyone opposed to receiving? Carried. No presentations, deputations.
Oh, sorry, I just had a question. There was minutes from RORoC meeting 7th of June. Do we need to receive the confirmation that we've received them? Or? Good question. So if they are...
We can bring it to the next meeting,
yeah. Okay, so even if they are on the portal, we still need to receive them at this meeting.
Next meeting. 9.1, list of accounts paid during the month of May 2025. Attachment 1, have a mover and seconder. Councillor Mullen, Councillor Noble. Questions out of that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. Point 2, financial reports, May 2025. Mover and seconder. Councillor Lucchese. Councillor Miller. Questions out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 9.3. Adoption of percentage and value for the reporting of material variances. We have a mover and seconder. Councillor Noble, Councillor Gangel. Any queries or comments on that? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 9.4, request to write off rates, 53 Johnson Street. Mover and seconder, Councillor Miller. Mullen. Any queries or comments on that one? that finalises that?
Yes, and sure it does.
That's all done and dusted?
Yep.
So, good job.
Keep going.
Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 9.5, unbudgeted reserve transfers. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Bowie. Councillor Smoker. Any queries or comments on? The leave fund, there's no requirement to increase that one.
No. Been working on our leave balances in the last couple of days. That annual leave provision actually looks like it's come down a fair way. And long service leave, I'm expecting that to go up a little bit. But so I think what we've got in there will be perfect.
Does anyone else have any queries? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 9.6, acting chief executive officer.
Declare an impartiality. Interest.
Yeah, thank you. We have a mover and seconder. Councillor Gangell, Councillor Noble. Any queries or comments out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 9.7, adoption of temporary accommodation policy. Councillor Miller. Councillor Mullum. Any queries or comments out of that one? Yes, Councillor Bowie.
There was just one word on page 8. Should be resistant, not resistance.
In the guideline.
In the guideline?
Yep. That's fine. That should be sent to the other shires as well. Same item.
That's a pretty good document.
Good. Just some base to work from. So that's good.
Yeah. Easier to. Yeah. You have to.
Yep.
I'm fairly curious. Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 9.8, adoption of the strategic plan 25 to 35. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Bowie. Councillor Noble. Any queries or comments?
There was just one sentence structure I thought might be looked at. I don't think I've read it a few times and it didn't pop up, but this time it did. So it's page 5, and under the community strategic priorities list, the second point reads reducing number of volunteers to lead community and business groups. And I just feel that is sort of like describing, yeah, if you read it fast, it's just describing that there is reducing numbers in volunteer groups. So I wondered whether the words retention and succession of volunteers to lead community and business groups is more looking at the positive side of the topic or whatever.
Retention and
succession. Did you receive any community feedback?
No.
On that? Okay.
So Councillor Bowie's comments were included with some of those changes.
Yep. Well done. Yeah, it's come together very well. Very happy to adopt that.
That amendment that you had there anyway. Yep. Is anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 9.9, appointment of independent presiding member for committee. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Gangel, Councillor Mullen. I had one query on that. How often would that be required for each of
them? Every time we have an audit committee meeting.
So can that be done electronically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the just to give a little bit of background. So first of all, that we have a presiding member.
Yep.
So we have to be an independent member, but that's come from have an independent chair of that committee anyway. So have two birds with one stone and get Aaron involved straight away.
My background, Mr. Why it's been involved, why it's been forced on us, everybody.
I was just saying, come on, and what do you think? You know, there's been examples where, I guess, things that haven't, come out with local government's financial position that might have otherwise had a bit better line of transparency, don't necessarily see the light of day until it's too late. And I think their thinking is probably, a bit of independent oversights, resolves those issues, which I don't necessarily think it does, but
it's a bit ironic when the state government runs every budget they've got.
So
in billions.
Out of something that's forced on us, I think someone of Darren's experience probably trying to turn it around as a positive for us, notwithstanding just extra meeting fees.
But, I assume it's not going to reduce our auditors' fees.
No, that's right.
Frustration.
World that we're in, unfortunately, it's probably going to continue that way.
And while we're pushed back at any of this stuff, or
not a great deal. Nice sort of try, but it's just put on us independently. So.
That's right.
Yeah. Share your frustrations.
Is the independent member able to vote?
Yeah, I think they're a voting member. Yeah. End of the day, court of risk doesn't operate with delegated authority, so it's recommendations to the council.
Yeah.
So with that going forward, is there any need to reduce our, at the moment, we have the entire council? Then streamlined a little bit going forward, or new with the entire council? Or?
Well, I guess that would be trying to pay through the minimum. So, yes, it's then the committee probably needs to inform the whole council.
I think, in the nature of risk, what it's there for. I think it's fair that everyone's involved.
Yeah, as long as it's not going to start growing into something, I suppose we can reduce it then if it becomes a bigger.
Not really, the entrance and exit meetings and the extra.
Yeah.
So not the actual meeting itself.
No, and even then you only need one councillor.
That's right.
On those exit meetings. So I don't see Brad a little bit too much. Especially if you get the right person there, who's like someone like Darren, who's experienced in running meetings and with his, other government experience, which should probably hopefully be beneficial.
Probably.
Being more onerous.
we schedule them on council day. So
yes,
it's not,
that's
not
right.
Like you're bringing it in on an extra day, so try and make it work like that.
Yeah, that's what I wonder if that was the intent to increase the increase that a bit, but if it's not, then that's just a formality.
Fairly well.
Anyone else got any comments for them? Is anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Gary? 10.1, compliance reporting, general compliance, May 2025. Mover and seconder. Attachment 5. Councillor Bowie and Councillor Keezy. Any queries or comments out of that?
Agreement with the Broulan District High School, there's nothing. There's no issues there, I assume. It just hasn't been, we haven't got to it all.
No, it's been done.
Okay.
And the portable and attractive asset register has been reviewed. That's nearly final as well.
Yeah. Any further queries, questions? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. There's no motions with the previous notice have been given. For a members, motion for members without notice. No new business of an urgent nature. 14.1, confidential lighting. Meeting is closed to the public. We'll have someone move. Councillor Keezy. Councillor Miller, we'll go into camera 420. That was the only item. Yep. Councillor Miller. Councillor Smoker. If there's no further business, we'll close the meeting at 4:22.